everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. On today's episode, please note, first of all, this is a two-part episode. I'm interviewing Danielle Cuccio, and this is another one of our legacy interviews from the Fitfluential Radio days. For those of you, first time you're hearing this, we did have, when we transitioned and rebranded from Fitfluential Radio to The Kelly O Show, we had, oh gosh, I don't know, about 30, maybe 20 to 30 episodes that for myriad reasons did not get published, and we thought they were published. So we had to do an audit internally and go through and make sure that we are getting all of those old shows that were recorded but were not made live. The only reason I'm bringing this up is rather than go through and have my production company, you know, hand pick out the mentions of Fitfluential Radio, I just left it in and I'm recording an extra intro, which is what I'm doing here. I am very thrilled to have this interview go live. This is a two-part. It's about 38, 39 minutes in total for the interview. So both parts should be about 20 minutes long. And we're talking with, again, Danielle Cuccio, and she's got her own business that's based on something we all should be focusing on as we head into 2020. More relaxation, more self-care, more yoga, and just an overall more zen state of mind. And you will hear when I interview her on this, again, this two-part episode. This lady I need to tune more into, because certainly self-care has been something in 2019 I have not made a priority. My health has suffered because of it, and it is something that I am really placing another big time focus on going forward. And we really all should, because so many of you that listen are, you know, very fantastic as far as focusing on your fitness goals. You're fantastic as far as focusing on your business goals. But a lot of times that combination can lead to a lack of self-care and a lack of taking care of our actual health or long-term health. We don't get enough sleep. We're not taking care of ourselves. We're not making our self-care a priority. And when you do that, it can end up hurting you in the long run. I certainly have experienced that in my own life. So I hope that you sit back and listen to this two-part interview with Danielle Cuccio, because I know you'll get a lot out of it. And I know as well, you'll want to head on over to her website and do some shopping for her fantastic product lines that she started herself. So she's an inspiring business story as well. And we will have her back on the show for our business series, so you can learn a little bit more about that story. But for right now, sit back, grab yourself a nice hot cappuccino or a hot tea, and enjoy this two-part interview with Danielle Cuccio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I am joined by Danielle Cuccio of, well, gosh, she's got like three businesses. She's got a fantastic, her Cuccio Somatology. I hope I'm saying that correctly. She's got a yoga line. She has, that's what she also does as her,
She teaches yoga. But I'm only touching the very beginning of what she does and how she contributes to this world with her passion. But what we ended up talking about today, I'm going to have her back on the show for sure. We really had a fantastic conversation today, and it ended up being a conversation that focused a lot on the importance of rest and relaxation. And y'all know that I have been bringing this up. I have been learning the importance of focusing on rest, focusing on relaxation, focusing on restoration, for lack of a better word, in our lives, you know, finding balance instead of all of us training so hard, working out, having such a great working out focus, but sometimes that can lead into overtraining. And some of us are so focused on our fitness and our dieting, if you will, and then we have a busy work life and a busy home life that there's just nothing, there's no time for sleep, restorative sleep. There's no time for rest. There's not enough time that we're giving ourselves to enjoy life with our families, with our significant other. And it really is important. I certainly have been somebody who was kind of living that mantra of no days off. I have a t-shirt that says no days off. And I was living by that for quite a long time. And the number one thing that my dietitian is working with me on now is less is more when it comes to training, being very deliberate, very intentional with my training, but being very deliberate about rest and restoration and downtime and decreasing stress. And you will learn as you listen to this interview between Danielle and I, why that's so important. And it's not just taking time out for yourself, but how can that also benefit you, benefit your performance in the gym, benefit your performance at work? It'll probably be a big boost to your creativity and your productivity more than you know. And this is something we will be focusing on quite a lot going forward, both from a sleep perspective, the importance of sleep, true, deep, restorative sleep, and getting enough of it, but then also just rest from a days off from working out perspective, and then rest from just downtime. Not many of us are focusing on downtime enough, and you'll learn a lot more about how you can do so very easily and make a big impact in your life, and why it's important. So please sit back and enjoy this chat that Danielle and I had. She will be back on the show. I know that you're going to walk away with a real understanding of why it is important to be focusing on this going forward, and anxious to hear what you think about it. So sit back again, enjoy this interview with Danielle Cuccio. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I welcome Danielle Cuccio. And I have to just say publicly, first of all, I'm thrilled to have her on the show. We're going to be talking about the importance of relaxation in our health and wellness journey. And certainly, you guys have all heard me talk about this is a huge focus of mine, stress reduction, rest, relaxation, taking care of ourselves. This is a huge focus for me, and really it should be for all of us. But I have to say, Danielle, I wanted to say this to you publicly. You guys, Danielle has been so gracious in scheduling and rescheduling her podcast interview, and she's so calm, cool, and collected, and she has such an amazing voice and fantastic content online. I'm thrilled to have her, but Danielle, I had to say that publicly. Thank you so much for being patient. I'm so glad we're finally recording. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited.
I am thrilled. And you have just done so much with your passion and with wanting to help others. And I mean, I remember when I first looked at your site and all the yoga and the skincare and relaxation, I just felt more zen looking at it.
Oh, that's honestly the goal. That's all I want for people, is to just feel relaxed. And if you get that from looking at our site, that's great. Mission accomplished. Just a little bit, but yeah, for sure.
It's really true. And this is why I'm making it certainly a part of my personal mission and a big part of what we want to cover on our Fitfluential channels is the importance of rest, the importance of whether it's rest days from our training, rest in general, the importance of sleep, but also just overall stress reduction. I have learned the hard way the past 7 years since founding Fitfluential that I have really just let work and my business run me, me over. In many ways, I'm not proud of this, but I'm sharing it because when you finally have that life epiphany of like, wait, here, you know, for me, it was like, I've founded this company. We've done all of this great stuff. And I have no joy from it. And I'm exhausted. And I've made my hormonal balance imbalance worse. And I have no social life. All of these things, I went, wow, like life's too short.
Yeah.
A big part of what is changing me is slowing down, cutting a lot of things out of my life, saying no more often. And again, just focusing. It's funny, both my therapist and my dietitian are like, you need to start focusing on soothing yourself and relaxing and taking care of you. And that to me was such a foreign concept. So I'm excited to talk with you about this today. But first, before we dive into that, and I'm excited to hear your viewpoint there and why it's so important for you. But whenever I have folks on the show for the first time, I do really enjoy hearing their answer to this question. And it's really this: when did you first start getting into fitness and yoga and relaxation and health? When was that for you and why?
Sure. So I went to UCLA for college, and I was going through like a really hard breakup and very emotional, very dramatic. And I basically, you know, everyone, you know, you have the freshman 15 and whatnot. And so I danced my whole life, and I didn't realize that once I stopped dancing, I'm like, oh, I need to actually work out now. And it was just, you know, people started making comments like, oh, Danielle, like you've gained some. I'm like, oh, okay, it's time.
Seriously?
Like my nail lady, or like, it was just, it was, yeah. So rude. I was like, okay, very rude. But it was also great because maybe I wouldn't have noticed.
True.
So I basically, I started looking into like where I could work out, and I started to like get back into dancing. But in LA and major cities, I feel like a lot of the dance studios are very competitive. You know, you have like Millennium Dance, which is out here in North Hollywood. And, you know, you have like Britney Spears' backup dancer and all these like amazing backup dancers. And I was like, this is not fun. This is super competitive. I'm stressed out. I don't want to go to this. So I found a studio in West Hollywood called Swerve, which I still teach there to this day. And this was probably about, I want to say like 9 years ago. And I heard like blasting music. And I was like, what is that place? And I went up, and it's, they teach yoga booty ballet, which is a dance cardio class.
That sounds
and
fun.
It's the best thing ever. And I fell in love with it. And the studio owner was like, Danielle, you need to teach this class. You are amazing. Like, and I was like, yeah, lady. Like, I'm just here to work out. Like, I just need to lose some pounds. And then I actually did get certified. I went to Chicago to get my certification. You had to do 30 hours of yoga in order to get certified. And I really hated yoga, to be honest. I hated sitting still. I hated being alone with my thoughts. And so I basically did the 30 hours. And by the end of the 30 hours, I was like, oh, I've completed my 30 hours, but I really like this yoga thing. Because I found a studio in Brentwood that actually, it's called, there's Yoga Hop, and then there was Maha Yoga. And they play like rap music in the yoga classes. It's so cool. And I was like, okay, this is like kind of like dance, and I could really fall in love with this. And I was going through my breakup, and I just started to feel confident, and I started to like lose the weight and just feel so good, not just physically, but emotionally as well. And I just fell in love with it. I now teach private yoga still because I love it, even though I have my own yoga brand and business, which is, you know, so much more business minded. I love yoga and the power of bringing relaxation, you know, to my clients' homes. And I started, my whole life is really revolved around yoga and wellness and fitness today.
Danielle, what cracks me up about your answer doesn't, I don't want to say cracks me up. So many people that now really love yoga and get a lot out of it hated it at first. I mean, this is not really necessarily a topic, but I think it's interesting. I've interviewed several people for the show, and certainly in my own yoga journey. Just the other day, I finished a workout, and I remember I was looking to the left. I was working out at home, and I was looking at, I have several what I think are really good, about as close to, as you can get to a yoga class in your home PBDs. Nice. One of them is, and he's been on the show, Travis Elliott, Ultimate Yogi. This other one is Rudy Matea. I don't know. I'm hoping to get him on the show. I think he's fantastic. But I was looking at them. I'm like, cool. Oh, gosh, I haven't been doing my yoga. And the good thing is the workout training thing I'm moving into with my dietitian, you know, I first asked her, I'm like, can I add to this and start incorporating yoga again? And she said, interestingly enough, kind of in line with what we're talking about today, she said, as long as you're not adding yoga at night and it's going to impede your sleep, as long as it's relaxation and it's adding, and I'm like, trust me, to me, yoga is, it's like cookies. It's
yeah.
I look at yoga like, oh my God, I can't wait to have more of those. And yet when I first started yoga, no offense to Rodney, but I got some Rodney Yee DVDs and I'm like, I want to scratch myself. This is so horrifying.
Yeah.
So do you find, I'm just curious as a sidebar, do you find, cause it sounds like you deal with clients and you teach them yoga at home or you have classes at home. At their homes. Do you have a lot of people that they also have that awkward, I don't think I'm going to like this at first. And then they have that, oh, wait, this is what yoga is like. And they love it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, I've never like met someone that wasn't like, I always say take two or three classes and then let's talk after, because it takes the first classes like, yeah, it's not, you know, it's not so fun. I mean, it's, you're doing some poses and positions, you know, you normally wouldn't do, and it doesn't feel so good at first. But then once you kind of get over that hump, it's like, okay, I understand. Like my body knows what to do now. I know what to expect, and you know, and you can modify, like you don't have to do, you know, whatever, a headstand, or like, you don't have to do all that. Like it can be what works for you. And at that given point in time, you know, some days you come to your yoga mat and you are tired. Like, okay, let's do more of like a stretching session. Like it really can work with how you're feeling. And that's what I love about it. And it's kind of so different than any other workout.
Yeah. And that's why, to me, such a priority for me going forward. I miss it in my life. And I know that I'm better in all areas of my life when I'm regularly practicing yoga. And as a perfect segue into talking about relaxation, how to fit in relaxation and rest, which to me is equal on par with stress relief, right? And stress reduction when you have a busy life. And for everybody listening, I really can't imagine who doesn't have a busy life. If you are a stay-at-home mom with kids, your life is busy. For anyone who has kids, I don't. In many ways, though, I always say I have an influencer network, so I have 10,000 children.
Basically. That's amazing.
Kids of my own. But I really do. I can't imagine, because when I babysit kids, my nieces and my nephews, I'm always like, it's so awesome. At the end of the night, I can give them back. But so parents, you're busy. Working in corporate America, you're busy. Entrepreneur life is busy. Being unemployed and looking for a job, you're busy. Everybody's busy. And I do think probably most people think they can't fit in relaxation because probably they're thinking that's going to keep them. I know that that's been one of my things. I think I don't have time to get my massage this week because I've got this, this, and this to do. And so I put it off. I don't have time for meditation this morning because I've got to get in and do these things. We're talking like when I meditate, I do 10 minutes.
Right.
I don't have time for yoga because I have this. What do you, so when was it for you? Was everything simultaneous? When did you realize the importance of focusing on relaxation? Was it when you got into yoga, or was it later and for a different reason?
I think it was really when I got into yoga first that I realized that I could have like a control on stress, and I could use yoga almost as a tool. And I then, when I started my own business, so I started teaching back-to-back clients, and I realized, okay, it's like, I really need this self-care and relaxation as well. I need to make sure, like, you know, I started taking clients back-to-back 5 days a week, some days 6 to 7 days a week, and I wasn't making that time for myself. And as you know, having a business and trying to grow your business, and I have my blog as well. So I have had my blog for 7 years. And so writing for that, and then trying to get my name out there, trying to get new clients, trying to maintain my own clients, making playlists. It was a lot. And then I started my brand, Cuccio Somatology, and that's like actual physical products. So now you're throwing a whole other thing into the mix. And I was just completely overwhelmed. And I'm not saying that I'm not overwhelmed, you know, every single day now, still, of course, as you are too. But it's, I know and I feel the difference when I make time for myself, and if I can maybe go to a yoga class, even if it's once or twice a week, or if I can, you know, make time to take a bath, or if I can make time to go get a massage or go to acupuncture, it makes the biggest difference. Like, I just feel like my stress levels don't get as heightened. I also feel a lot more focused and a lot more productive. There are many times where I'm in a yoga class and I will probably get the best creative business ideas than if I didn't take that hour to myself. Or even, as you said, it can be 10 minutes of meditating, like just sit down, close your eyes, breathe. And like, it gets easier and easier and easier. Sometimes I can just like settle in within just like 3 minutes and I like have an answer to something I'm seeking, like to a question. And
you just said so many fantastic and appropriate truth bombs that are relevant for, I know, me and for many people in our audience, because we do have a very heavy entrepreneurial minded audience. A lot of folks in our Fitfluential influencer network have started there over the years. You know, they've taken a blog, they've started making money from a blog, they've gotten a cookbook deal, right? Or a fitness book deal, or they've created a line of DVDs or all kinds of food products and so on and so forth. It's been amazing for me to watch so many of them. But we also have folks that are strictly listening to the podcast, and many of them are starting their own businesses, not necessarily fitness related. But it really is I think this whole like hustle mindset and mentality that's around, it permeates this. Yep. Let's work all, and I fell for it. I did. I used to always say in the first several years, well, I'm in a startup, so that's why I work all the time. I'm in a startup, that's why I don't have a vacation. I'm in a startup and I'm the boss, and that's why, I think part of us can start to think, well, that's cool. Like, you're running a business and you're ragged and you don't get any sleep and you're exhausted, but it's cool because you have a business. It's not cool. And
it's not cool.
Yeah, like it's not. And all of the cool entrepreneurial, making millions, driving a Bentley, you know, cool Instagram posts that you see, guess what? Half of those people are working out of their parents' basement and they don't have a job and they're making no money, but they're putting out really great Instagram memes. Like, please have a reality check. Running yourself into the ground is not cool. And if you said two kind of, I would say, different, really important things to pick up in what you just said. Number one, that when you do make time to relax, quite often you will see an increase in your, I'm going to say, creativity and productivity, whatever your business is, whether you work for someone else or you work for yourself. And I'm going to have you elaborate on that in a second. But then also, this is what I pulled out of it. I don't think you necessarily said this, but a lot of women in particular, myself included, we think we're being selfish if we're relaxing or taking care of ourselves or putting ourselves first.
Hey, everybody, this is the end of part one. Make sure you tune in to part two.